It's the Pop Culture Connection on AM 900 CHML with Bob Sherwin, Jerry Luenga, and me. I'm Terry Ott, and we're playing.
Sounds like an updated version of 77 Sunset Strip here.
No,
what are we doing?
We're playing some Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Okay. Actually, I thought it was the Salvation Army at first.
Yeah. God bless the child.
A lot of great trumpet there. Yeah.
God bless the child to calm you down after the last segment, because you were a little bit over the top there. We just wanted to calm you down.
You'll notice we're never over the top on this show.
You notice I'm leaning back. My feet are still up. I'm okay. Well, you mean talking about Carla Homolka?
Yeah, you get excited.
It's fine. You know, if she came to my house, I'd say, come on in. and I'd say, come on
Where's
in.
Where's the
and
stones?
I would say, no. I would invite her in and say, and tell her what I think of her.
Mm-hmm.
It would be stuff that she wouldn't want to hear. Mm. And hopefully she wouldn't leave right away, because then I'd want to tell her what most Canadians think of her. And, I would also tell her where I think she should be.
Okay, so
one of two places, jail or hell.
Okay, so in your opinion, she ranks right up there with Yoko?
Oh.
Good heavens, don't. We can don't say that about Yoko, come
Bob?
On. Yoko, gee whiz, we kid Yoko, but she's no Carla Homolka. Good heavens.
The first thing that I would want to do with Carla Homolka?
Jerry's kidding, by the way. Just Beatle fans.
First thing I would want to do with Carla Homolka is interview her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would like to try to get inside that head, if it's possible.
Like thousands of others have tried to do. And she's managed to avoid anybody getting into her head?
Oh, I don't know. I think there's been a few shrinks that have done a pretty good job.
Have we ever heard what they've...
Yeah, Stephen Williams has written about it exclusively.
Yes. Okay, books and so on. But do we really, really know what went on behind closed doors?
No, you never will.
No, that's right. Will we ever know Carla Homolka?
Maybe as much as anyone would want to. You know, I mean, this is a
exactly.
The best
that's
you'll
why
ever get.
That's why I fear Carla Homolka. That's why Canadians fear her. Now, see, you're getting me upset again.
There we go.
That's why Canadians want this woman away from them, because nobody knows what she's going to do.
She's in Montreal.
She's unpredictable. Well, that's great if you're not in Montreal.
They don't care.
She's unpredictable. Nobody knows what she's going to do, and nobody can tell. Nobody can sit here, including a psychiatrist. Yeah, I'm getting upset again. Nobody can sit here, including a psychiatrist, anybody, and tell me, here's what Carla's going to do. I guarantee you, Bob, she's not going to do this, 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 this. You can't do that, because nobody knows her.
No. You know what's interesting, though?
Including her dad, by the way.
I was
speaking. Who thinks she's an angel.
Yeah, well.
Pretty much. No, okay.
He needs his meds adjusted.
Well, I mean, he's a dad, and I mean, that's a tough thing, father, daughter, but come on, man. Wake up and smell the Carla coffee.
Let me tell you something. It's interesting, Bob. This story obviously is inflamed. A lot of people gets
Not
a lot
me.
Of people passionate. You
I'm
know?
Okay.
A lot of talk radio guys get passionate over this. But, you know, it's interesting. I spoke to a young lady this past week who works at a local hospital here doing research on a grant into serial killers. And we got talking about Carla. And I, as usual, I found that most women are harder on her than men.
Mm-hmm.
And she was of the opinion, very strident opinion that Carla was just as guilty as Paul Bernardo and blah, blah, blah. And that the problem with Canadians who can't see this is that we just don't have a reference point for people like Carla Homolka. We have a reference point for nasty male criminals, but not female ones. So although I don't think it's black and white as that, I still think that's a good point. So
I'm afraid to ask this. Here we go again. We did this a few weeks ago. Is she as guilty as Paul Bernardo, Mr. Ott?
In my personal opinion...
Jerry, we got 25 minutes.
My personal opinion, I don't believe so.
I know.
I don't believe so.
I know.
So.
That's
that
why
doesn't
we won't
mean that
carry
she's innocent. I'm just saying I don't think that she's on the level of Paul Bernardo.
And you know that I do, so we won't go on with this.
Well, let's talk about Neil Young.
Yeah, okay. Nice segue.
Yeah.
Poor Yoko Ono. Now we're going to go from this to Neil Young.
Yeah.
Yoko, Neil, no offense, but okay, now let's start talking about Neil Young. And lots to talk about.
Yeah,
right?
Neil Young just performed in Nashville last week. Some songs from his new countrified album called The Prairie Wind. And he had a great band there with him.
He looks cool when he's dressed up with the cowboy hat and everything. Yeah. Yeah, he looks really neat.
Yeah, there's a picture of him there in the New York Times art section. And he's kind of looking like a traveling Bob Dylan troubadour now.
Yeah.
But no, this seems like it's going to be quite a deal, released in mid-September. And the other big news, which I was really interested in, is that the long-awaited, long-delayed archive presentation from Neil's personal archives that go back to 1963 or 65, I believe. And they're going to be handled in three segments.
Mm-hmm.
The first one we'll cover from 63, 65 to 73, and then move on from there. And he's quoted in the New York Times as saying that he didn't know, after listening to a lot of this stuff, he was wondering what he was thinking in not releasing, I guess evidently he had two or three completed albums that he never released for whatever reason. And he thought that some of the stuff he did release at that time was inferior to what's in the can. Hmm. Now, this archive project should be like a box set of four or five CDs for each time period.
Now, is that including Tonight's the Night?
Well, it goes to 1973, according to the Times article. So okay, I believe that just, would be, yeah.
But the guy that produced the album Tonight's the Night,
mm-hmm,
thought the version that he had was much superior than the one Neil actually put out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a slightly different story, but still, you know, Young is one of those tortured kind of artist guys, and you know, he obviously is a guy that is totally obsessed with his music and his sound. Perfectionist to the extreme.
That's okay.
And yeah, no, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but sometimes that tends to slow things up. But evidently, there's lots of live tracks on here that fans have been clamoring for a long time. Mm. Also, I guess we'll get the soundtrack that the first film that he worked on called Journey into the Past, which was available on vinyl up until about the mid-80s, but has never been released on CD.
Jerry, you want to get that doorbell there?
Yeah.
Somebody apparently just rang the doorbell.
Mr. McCartney.
You haven't got your headphones on, Jerry.
No, we just had a little... rang the doorbell here?
Yeah, you're not hearing things, by the way, if you're just tuning into Pop Culture Connection here on 900 CHML. That was a little computer thing there. We just had a little bing bong.
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of neat. You know, sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Neil Young, to me, is another one of these artists from Canada who's torn between two countries, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The States wants him. States loves him. Canada wants him. Canada loves... That puts Neil Young in a difficult position. Burton Cummings, the Guess Who, had the same problem. And it's tough. It really is tough. Neil loves talking about Canada, Toronto, mm-hmm, Scarborough, his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And
Scott Young, the famous Globe and Mail columnist.
Fabulous writer, yeah. And he also loves talking about the States. And he doesn't just do that for the money either. He legitimately loves the Southern rock and roll states.
Yeah, he's promised to go back to
Southern
Winnipeg.
Man.
Promised to go back to Winnipeg to make up for his failed appearance at the Junos when he was sick. But
how is he doing?
Oh, he's doing pretty good. Evidently, once again, according to this Times article, he had three or four songs already recorded for the Prairie Wind album before he took sick with his brain aneurysm.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a tribute to him to be able to come back out of the hospital and finish this and then get back out on the road. Oh,
okay, but that's the thing. He was in Barrie.
Yeah, but this is like 2 years ago that he had his, or about a year and a half ago, that his brain problem. And, you know, he came back out of the hospital, recovered, you know, finished the album, and then it did appear at the Live 8 show.
All right, we're going to pick up on Neil Young. Lots more to talk about this great Canadian artist. And then we're going to talk about Green Acres.
Yeah, down home in the country.
And we're going to have a little, we'll have a little trivia quiz on Green Acres, too.
I hope you got the answers.
No, I'm expecting you to.
Okay.
And tons of Beatles stuff to talk about as well. It's Pop Culture Connection. Bob Sherwin, Terry Ott, and our producer, Jerry Luanga, in the house here on 900 CHML.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Oh, Saturday, Annie, gator got you grabbed.